The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When you were a kid, which one of your friends had the cool house? Did you have the cool house? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You know, the house that everybody wanted to hang out at.
Both my friends Danny had the cool house, and then my friend Paulie had the cool house.
What made them cool?
Well, at one Danny's house, there were no rules. His mom was a single mom, right? There was three of the kids, so they were always busy and whatnot. So she taught me how to drive standard when I was like 13. We used to steal her car. It was cool, man.
Yeah, cool, but dangerous. See, this is the problem. And the reason why
just
this comes up.
Just saying it was cool.
Is that there's a, well, that's the whole thing, is that 70% of parents, yeah, which seems really high to me, say that they want to be the cool house for their kids.
Right.
And I reflect on that, and I think, like, I don't think I want to be the cool house.
Yeah.
Because when I think back when I was a kid, there was two cool houses, both very different.
Okay.
When I was younger, my best friend Tina Della Camera's house, she was the cool house because she had the pool.
Right.
So they would be able to go swimming.
That was my other friend Danny's house, the nice house, except when I went over there, I had to do yard work and stuff.
Right. Well, see? But that's like the good kind of cool. And then there was my friend Tracy, who I'll leave her last name out, where her parents, they didn't care what we did. And this is when we were teenagers.
Right.
So we would be able to get away with a lot
more. So that seemed totally cool to you at that time.
At that point.
Right.
But now as a parent.
Well, now you hate that house.
I don't want to be that house.
In my friend Paulie's house, they had rules, but what was cool was we could make as strong a powdered iced tea drink as we wanted.
Oh.
So it was like pure mainlining sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. From an early age. You'd be up for days.
My nieces and nephews love to come to my house because I let them eat so much candy.
Right.
So they go right to the pantry and they open and they know I've got chips and I've got chocolate and like
and there's no rules when they come over. Right. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is, what time of day.
That's the kind of cool house I want to be. The house where you can go and get a fruit roll up and no one's going to judge you if you eat that followed by a Reese's peanut butter cup. But the other kind of cool house when you're a teenager, that's kind of a little bit of a different story, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. I don't want to commit to one side or the other because I know.
Yeah.
Do as I say, not as I actually did.
I guess.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Did you have the cool house?
I did. I was one of six kids. We had horses, all sorts of animals, and everybody hung out at our house.
What was the charge? Did your parents, like, make your friends do chores and stuff like that? Because I had friends' houses that I hung out all the time, and I was cutting their grass. I was, like, building stuff at, like, 7 years old.
My parents already had child labor. There were six of us.
Right. Yeah,
so
right.
But what? They didn't need our friends, too, so.
But what made your house the cool house? Just because there were so many
horses,
kids?
Horses and animals.
But what animals?
I think we had horses, we had dogs, cats, gerbils, guinea pigs, rabbits.
It's like going to the zoo.
Pretty much. And then my parents were pretty cool, I guess, because there were a lot of people that actually ended up living at our house because they had issues with their families. So my parents have probably about 10 adopted kids. Not really adopted, but called them mom and dad.
Wow. Okay. I thought you were talking like other adults, and I was going to say, your parents were cult leaders.
No.
But no. But that sounds actually much better.
Yeah, a little bit better.
The way you put it is better.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.